honorably discharged Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam. And I want to thank you for your service, Claude Thomas, and thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, Ann, good morning to you, and thank you for the thank you, and it's just an honor to be here. Well, you've given us an opportunity to spread the word and get the word out about our efforts over in Abbeville. Thank you.
That's right. Well, this sounds like an exciting project, and of course, it's all surrounded by Martin Luther King's vision of service for everyone.
Absolutely.
And I know that you are hoping we can get some more people to come over there and clean up and reclaim the Thompson Cemetery on Vienna Street in Abbeville. Now, when is this going on, Claude?
This will take place on the holiday itself, the day that has been designated as a holiday, Monday, which will be the 20th. We will open up, ask people to begin work around 9 a.m., and we hope to be in a position where we can complete the job, stop work, around 4 p.m.
Well, that is going to... Now, what needs to be done?
And this is, let me give you the genesis of it. This is an overgrown historical, what we call historical cemetery that does not have the designation of this historical, but it dates back prior to the Civil War. And in the cemetery, there are veterans of the military. We even have a House of Representatives buried in this cemetery. And from this time in 1870s, which is some of the markers that we have found before, the cemetery has been abandoned. And there have been efforts by several different groups to keep it clean and keep it presentable, to preserve the last resting place and the dignity of those who are buried there. But somehow those, they become economic problem for those who are in there trying to keep it maintained. And it's overgrown. And, the dead deserves the very best that we can do for them because they gave so much of us when they were alive.
Absolutely.
And we're going to go in and ask folk to bring their loppers. We can lop down weeds that aren't too large for chainsaws, weed eaters, four-wheelers to pull the debris to the curbside where the city of Abbeville will be able to pick it up on their pickups, and those type of equipment. And if they have the heavy landscaping equipment like tractors and things that they can avoid the hidden tombstones, we ask them to bring all of that over. Come on, just come on, and we'll put you to work, and we'll find an area that you can get into and make a difference on this day.
You know, I love going to old cemeteries, Claude, because the tombstones and what was written on them,
right.
And they're just wonderful little pieces and nuggets of history.
Exactly. Each tombstone tells its own story, within itself. We have an organization here called Operation Impact, and we were able to do some documentation of the names and things, and we found there were over 200 graves in this particular cemetery, which is located right almost in the heart of downtown Abbeville. So we're going to do our thing and trying to go in there and make a difference, as I said, on Monday. And this all came out of a day of service honoring Dr. King.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and just ask you this question. I know we're going to have you on Monday afternoon on my 4 o'clock show just to talk about the progress and everything.
Okay.
So that's why it's real important that everybody get out and help so Claude can come back on Monday afternoon and tell us that it's in good shape now and people can come out and visit the cemetery, right?
Well, if Dr. King had a dream, that's our dream.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you think Martin Luther King would think of where we're at in the world today?
That's a good question. I think he would say that we have made some progress. I think there's more progress to be made in fighting injustice and fighting inequality and fighting the economic battle for some people. But we have made quite a bit of progress, but the job is not over. And I would think he would tell us to keep on marching, to keep on fighting, and keep on bringing to the forefront of America that we are not there yet.
Absolutely. But, you know, and one of the things that I always liked about Martin Luther King is like his day of service. He was for all people.
Absolutely. I mean, if he wasn't for all people, we would not be calling on all people to fulfill his dream. It is said that once Dr. King said, the most persistent question raised that he hears all of the time, what are you doing for others? And so we're trying to fulfill that statement by saying, for those who are resting here and for the common good of the community, which we're asking all folk to come out, this is one thing, a project that we can take on to do for others.
Absolutely, and the fact that there are veterans over there, I mean, we need to try to always honor our veterans who gave their lives for our country. Absolutely. Well, this is going to be a fascinating project. I understand that you have plenty of food and water has been donated, so if people come out and they put some sweat in there, you're going to feed them too.
That's the biggest thing that we're looking for right now. People, numbers to come out where we can cover this the site and, as you say, make a difference. People have responded tremendously in the area once the word got out. Organizations such as Women Making a Difference, the AKA Sororities, the Masonic Brothers and Lodges in Abbeville, Calum Falls, and Due West, Point of Time Ministry, just to name a few.
Right.
They all have said they would designate water, whatever we need, and food, and there'll be hot food there as well as sandwiches there. So when you come over and take the energy out of your body, come back to the sidelines and we will replenish you with what we have to offer.
Well, that's like I always say here at work, I'll feed you because I can't work you hard enough if you haven't eaten.
Exactly. You need that energy. You need to burn that energy off, you know, to get something out of it, out of folk.
Absolutely.
We're excited, Mayor Sherwood and myself. We're excited about the prospects of what can happen when people pull together and people work together, not to matter what community you come from.
Sure. So that's why it's a great program, a great project, whether you're here in Greenwood, over there in McCormick, or Calhoun Falls.
Right. And, you know, and people are doing this nationally. It's just the first occasion we've had to do it here in Abbeville, officially. I mean, I know people are doing things, but to name this date as official day of service in Abbeville and to promote it as we have tried to do, this will be our first effort at this.
Now, if you get this all cleaned up and everything, would there be some effort after that to see about getting this on the National Historic Registry?
Yes, there will be an effort to do that. As I've searched through the Internet, I found that there are sites where you can register your project into the site, and it'll be recognized nationally. Absolutely.
I think that's terrific. You know, one of the things that we have going over here in Greenwood is, of course, the Hall of Heroes Museum.
Yeah.
And it really is a project that is coming a long way. In fact, it's going to be open this Monday for all of those that would like to stop by and see it right there at the Veterans Administration. But one of the things that we have very special in South Carolina that many of the other states in our country don't have is we go back all the way to the Revolutionary War. We have information and stuff from that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes it pretty special for South Carolina.
I think so. A lot of history, a lot of beginnings, and a lot of starts, and a lot of endings have taken place right here in South Carolina, especially in this area of Abbeville.
Yeah.
You know, we have the site of Secession, which is on Secession Avenue in Abbeville, Burgstadt Mansion, where we feel that Jefferson held his last meeting of his lieutenants and everything dispersed. So we look at Abbeville as being the beginning and the ending of that particular area in that of era and war.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, now if somebody wants to call you, Claude, and find out any more information, where do they call?
They call area code 864-378-7713, and I should be on the other end of that phone call. So please call in, and if you need more information, I'll be glad to share it with you. And if you want to take part in this effort of maintaining, at least reclaiming, an abandoned cemetery, which we hope, you know, those who aren't created will be going to some cemetery. And it makes a difference, I think, that it should make a difference in our lives to make sure that we maintain the dignity of those who are buried there.
That's right. And that'll be going on Monday from 9 to 4.
Monday from 9 to 4.
And now, where is Vienna Street?
Okay, Vienna Street is, if you are driving around the square of Abbeville, come to a dead end, make a left onto Church, and the very immediate right will be Vienna Street.
Okay.
And you can't miss it because just look to your left and you see a bunch of people out there trying to make a difference, and cars and food, and people just have come together from all communities to save and try to reclaim this particular cemetery on King Day as our service project for the community.
Thank you so very much, Claude, for calling us. We'll look forward to hearing about the progress Monday afternoon when you call us in.
I will call you, Ann.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you for this opportunity to allow us to get more word out on our efforts over here in Abbeville. And, you know, you're a part of Abbeville as well, Ann. You know, we do turn you in over here as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks so much, Claude. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. There was Claude Thomas. He is, of course, part of the project for the Day of Service, the Martin Luther King Day of Service, where they will be cleaning up the Thompson Cemetery over there on Vienna Street. That'll be 9 to 4 on Monday, and that, of course, will be a really, I think it'll be a great day. The weather's supposed to be nice. They're going to have plenty of food and water. So what better thing to get out and help restore a historic cemetery over there in Abbeville?